A village and cemetery in Vanuatu, connected to a chief who ruled four centuries ago, are an example of Pacific Island heritage that must be protected, according to an official with the UN Cultural Agency, UNESCO, in the region. Akatsuki Takahashi, a UNESCO culture specialist based in Samoa, was in Australia recently to attend a symposium held by Blue Shield, a non-governmental international organization described as a kind of Red Cross for culture. Julia Dean asked Ms. Takahashi about the importance of shielding the region's landmarks against natural disasters and man-made hazards such as armed conflict.
World heritage sites and other cultural expressions are foundations of our identity and playing an important role to hold community together. So they are already vulnerable due to several factors like industrialization, urbanization, globalization, even climate change. So it's vitally important to protect cultural heritage sites and expressions through disaster risk reduction strategy. And Pacific Island states, and most of them are small, some are micro states, so they really need to build their capacity to protect their vulnerable World Heritage Sites against natural hazards and disasters.
What would an example of a heritage site in the Pacific be that may be vulnerable to and needs planning?
Yes, there are over 10 World Heritage Sites in the Pacific, but my experience is related to the Chief Loimata Domain in Vanuatu. So it consists of three elements: village, cave, cemetery, related to the life of Paramount Chief 400 years ago that governed that area. And these elements are located in the coastal zone, so they are really eroded by waves and so on. So this one was affected by Category 5 Cyclone Palm, and the community are really dependent on these cultural resources through the 100% community-based sustainable tourism. So it have been nice if there are, for example, traditional houses were strengthened by retrofitting and other measures. Staircases up to cave would have been strengthened a little bit. And also some protection measures along that protect the cemetery sites, like low-scale fence or even plantation that act as a buffer against strong waves.
Are they doing that now, or do you need more discussions on how to protect the cultural sites in these regions?
Yeah, that lessons were integrated in the recovery plan, which was included in the post-disaster needs assessment. That was an exercise that Vanuatu government requested to United Nations, and the recovery plan was really good. Some of them are implemented, some are waiting to be implemented. We need more funding and more support to ensure 100% implementation of that recovery plan.
When you were in Canberra, did you talk to Blue Shield about what some of the examples of the Pacific that we've mentioned?
Yes, I did. Yeah. And Blue Shield was instrumental in supporting the creation of Pacific chapter of Blue Shield. You know, Pacific countries are too small to have its own national committee, so decided to take a regional approach. So they created the Pacifica Blue Shield in 2016, but they needed lots of support. So Blue Shield Australia representative came to the consultative meeting in Suva and share their experience and offering their assistance. So that was really helpful.
And with the whole sustainable development agenda and partnerships and preservation of culture, do you see that as fitting within the SDG framework?
Definitely, especially SDG 11, which is about sustainable cities and communities. And we have a specific target to strengthen the protection of heritage sites and institutions. And even we have an indicator about expenditure that country spend for cultural heritage protection. So this is a good news for the culture sector and cultural professionals. Culture touch upon many SDGs, from SDG 4 education, SDG 11 that I mentioned about, climate change, also nature conservation, and most important for Pacific Island State is SDG 17, which emphasizes the durable and sustainable partnership for sustainable development of small islands.